Keith, what have you been hearing? What have you been seeing? And what is happening in terms of Victoria, the lakes, and COVID-19? How are things on the ground?
Well, I think there's a lot of, so much uncertainty out there, Dave. You know, a lot of the calls we receive are people about loss of income and what programs are available. And in particular, in this constituency, a lot of people rely on fishing and tourism, and there's a great deal of concern, especially in those two industries. You know, is there going to be a season this year? And if there is, what's it going to look like? And what support is going to be out there for those people?
Yeah, yours is a rural constituency, so it would be affected. In the same way in some regards, but in other ways it would have a much more greater effect, would it not?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because, well, another one is a lot of students, high school students and university students, rely on those industries for income to be prepared for when the fall comes, because they're going to have some bills and everything to pay. And, you know, most of the time now there's not going to be any work for those people. And we are getting calls from students wondering what assistance might be available to them as well.
It seems to me that political stripes have been put aside in this case, and that MLAs or government opposition and so on appear to be working together to get through this crisis.
Oh, yes, I think that's certainly very true, and I think it's necessary that we do this, too. Sometimes we can holler back and forth at each other and criticize and everything else, but this is the time we have to be all on the same page.
Have you been working from home yourself?
Yes, I have been, yes. Yeah.
And how difficult are you finding that to get your work done from home?
Well, it's not bad, really. First of all, my wife hasn't killed me yet, so that's the first good step, I guess. But my phone lines, we're checking our office phone on an hourly basis or even more often, and I still have access to my emails and messages on Facebook and been responding the way we would normally respond if we're in the office.
And you said most of the calls are concerning employment inquiries and stuff like that.
Yes, it is, yeah.
What do you tell people when you're talking to them?
All we can do, you know, is to tell them what we know, and what if we don't know something, try to get the information for them and share it with them. And we encourage them to listen to the updates that the Prime Minister and the Premier and Dr. Strang provide every day. And in my case, I share Dr. Strang's message every day after it comes out.
Social media is a big part of how you get through to people these days.
Pardon me?
Social media is a big part of your getting through to people?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah.
Is it, a lot of us are finding it difficult, and some people more than others, but is it difficult? Do you feel kind of frustrated as an elected official that your hands are tied almost?
I'm not frustrated. Well, I'm frustrated having to give answers to people because of the circumstances, but I'm not frustrated for the work that we're doing because it's necessary that it be done.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the latest? Is there any word from the legislature as to when or how you'll meet again?
No, there's not. No, we're at the call of the speaker, and of course, because of the rules that are out there, social distancing and everything, we can't be together. Now, whether something might happen over the phone or on the computer, we don't know yet.
Keith, is there anything you'd like to tell? I know we have a lot of listeners in your area, thankfully, and we appreciate that. Is there anything you'd like to tell your constituents this morning?
Well, I think the important thing is that things are changing day to day, Dave, and although things are changing, we're hearing more things, more cases than we're hearing everything else. But the main message is remaining the same, and that's stay at home if at all possible, wash your hands, practice physical distancing, social distancing, and use common sense.
Okay, and I'll give you one last question for this morning. A scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate Stay the Blazes Home?
Well, now, it's certainly taken off, for sure. It's been a way to get people listening, I guess. And
whatever works, right?
Whatever it takes. That's the important thing.
Well, thank you, Keith, for taking the time this morning to talk to us, and stay safe and stay healthy.
Yes, and you as well, Dave, and thank you for, and to all your listeners, stay safe.
All right, Keith Bain is the MLA for Victoria of the Lakes.